We're going to talk about phase developments, as it says up there. We'll start with kind of a basic overview for those of you who aren't deep into these agreements, and then we'll go through the basic structure, and then we'll get deeper into sort of issue spotting. And the general goal here, and you'll see at the end of the presentation, there's sort of a questionnaire checklist that you may be able to use if a phase development comes your way in-house and you're looking to go over various issues and get your developers be proactive with them when you know it might be phased, and we'll get much more into detail there. I know there's a few developers that I used to work with here as well who you can show your in-house counsel, who I know that you filled out this checklist, and then they'll be super happy that half the work's been done already. So about 10 minutes left, I'll stop. If you have any questions, we'll take them, and if not, we'll just keep plowing through the material. Oh, that wasn't up on the screen. Now you know what I'm talking about. All right, so why am I up here talking? My background, I've been a lawyer a long time, but I went to Invenergy in 2008 as their assistant general counsel. I was there for 6 years, did a number of phase projects, which we'll go through some of them here. In 2014, my wife and I kind of fulfilled a dream of doing some traveling and left the workforce for a little while, and then 2015, in November, started my own firm, Cash Law LLC. So sort of the poster child of phase developments that I worked on when I was at Invenergy was the Grand Ridge project in Illinois. And so when I got there was an existing wind farm, but a whole bunch of excess capacity in place. And while I was there in three different sessions and 3 different years, we added first 2 phases of wind. And the reason there were 2 is because part of it was financed and part of it was not.